From Speed Racer to Sailor Moon, Japanese comic books and animation have long had a cult following in the United States. A few years ago, little pocket monsters from Japan, Pokemon, became one of the most valuable animated properties in history. Now there's a new monster in the block, the American version of Shonen Jump. Japan's most popular comic book, or manga, is poised to take the U.S. by storm. Or at least boys between the ages of 12 and 17, which means manga could be going mainstream. NPR's Susan Stone reports.
It's Saturday night in a Northern Virginia hotel ballroom, and the crowd is restless. Cosplay is starting inexcusably late. That's costume play for you non-otaku out there. Otaku? Well, that's everyone in this room.
Everybody, welcome to the Anime USA 2002 Cosplay and Masquerade.
Otaku are dedicated fans of anime, Japanese animation, and manga, Japanese comic books. They like to go to conventions like this one. There are nearly 100 every year. And some dress up in costumes modeled on their favorite stories. On stage tonight are broad-winged angels, space-age samurai, and kimono-clad kittens. The cosplayers perform earnest monologues and ironic skits, based on themes from manga and anime.
With this mortal body, I can take over Earth, destroy Evan, and kill Fetsuno Mudo in one day!
Some participants have come to see the show, not be the show. 15-year-old Philippe Barrero is a regular at anime conventions. He says he's definitely an otaku.
The way you walk, the way you talk, the slang you use, your sense of humor, your tastes, just everything is set in place thanks to anime.
For these otaku, a convention like Anime USA is a chance to be steeped in what some call a growing anime lifestyle. Of course, any lifestyle must have its own magazine. That's what Shonen Jump wants to be.
We felt that it was very necessary for the magazine to really reflect and reinforce and even define this new lifestyle that's emerging in the U.S. that's built around the manga and ultimately the anime on television as it exists today.
Rick Bauer is head of marketing for Viz Communications, producer of the American Shonen Jump. Shonen Jump sells 3 million copies every week in Japan. Bauer thinks manga is on the brink of similar mainstream acceptance in the U.S., and it's all tied to a shift in the audience. Until a few years ago, anime and manga fans were older, and consumers of a clearly foreign product. Then came Pokemon, says Chris McDonald.
The fans of Pokemon, as they grew older, they fell right into the demographic of Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is Shonen Jump's hottest property, a storyline about kids who play magical games. McDonald is editor-in-chief of ANN, the Anime News Network. He says kids who bought up Pokemon toys and games are now watching the series Yu-Gi-Oh! On the WB Network 6 days a week, and they'll probably subscribe to Shonen Jump.
A huge number of people around the world were fans of Pokemon children. So if even 15% of Pokemon fans, former Pokemon children, become interested in anime and manga, that's a huge growth for the market.
McDonald says anime is a multimedia empire, not a way of life. But others say it's more than just toys, comic books, and video games.
Anime lifestyle is part of a much larger culture.
A culture that can include Japanese values like teamwork versus American individualism, says Susan Napier. She's a professor of Japanese culture at the University of Texas who has been researching fans of anime. Napier says, unlike fans of Star Trek or The Lord of the Rings, anime fans are compelled by a real culture with a real language and therefore are embracing a more global world.
What's so exciting about anime to me is that this is a non-Western culture that they're so interested in, and they're really kind of introducing it into their lives and quite seamlessly.
Napier says Shonen Jump is groundbreaking. It's a mainstream American magazine being published in English in a Japanese style, reading back to front and right to left. And it has a different sensibility, says Viz Communications' Rick Bauer.
The word shonen in Japanese means boy, but it has a secondary meaning as well that means pure of heart. So we are interested in Shonen Jump and bringing those action and adventure properties to our shonen here in the U.S., those that are pure of heart and that are interested in the stories that bring redeeming themes of courage and self-improvement and loyalty.
Which includes brand loyalty. Just the video and DVD sales from just Yu-Gi-Oh! Are worth $40 million a year. Several animated versions of Shonen Jump's other storylines air daily on the Cartoon Network. And there are plans in the works for a cable channel of all anime, all day, all night. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.